Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the new mayor of Chicago, caught on a hot mic at the city council meeting.
Back again. This is FOP Clown.
FOP Clown, she said, referring to a vice president with the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago. She was asked about it a little later on, and this is what she said.
I think I said I shouldn't have said that out loud.
She had a wry smile on her face. I think I said I shouldn't have said that out loud, meaning I shouldn't have said it, or I shouldn't have said it so that you all could hear it. And then one other quote from Lori Lightfoot.
It was not appropriate for me to say that out loud.
So I don't think that's the apology that some people thought she should give, and maybe she shouldn't give one at all. But she was talking about a vice president for the Fraternal Order of Police, and he's in our studio now, Patrick Murray. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Were you there when she said that?
I was there, but I could not hear what she said because it was so softly said.
I see. Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't pronounced, but if you play it back, by golly, you can hear it. So what did you think when you heard that she said that about you?
Well, I thought she was way out of line. I think that she's overstepped her bounds as the mayor, making a personal comment about me in public.
So tell me a little bit about your background. How long have you been on the force?
I spent 29 years on a job. I started out in Englewood. I worked in the 9th District. I've worked all over. Actually worked in City Hall for about 8 years.
In City Hall? In what capacity? Oh, as a police officer, but...
As a police officer assigned to the second floor. I was in charge of the city council when he had council meetings.
I see. Now you're a vice president with the Fraternal Order of Police. So are you still on the force, or do you give up your badge and work for the union?
No, when you become elected, you take a leave of absence, basically. But I recently was forced off the job in March, so I'm recently retired.
So you neither work for the union nor the police now?
Yes, I work I work for the FOP. That's exactly what I work for.
So you're no longer on the force, you work for the FOP.
Correct.
Yeah, so you're not on leave, you're no longer work for the police department in the city of Chicago. Well, what's the genesis of the mayor's ire at you?
Well, she, unbeknownst to us, she put together this 10 transition committees to reform Chicago. She went all over the country, she got input from everyone around the country. Out to Philadelphia, went all over, Father Flager, Jamal Green. She got input, she put the transition committees together, but she failed to ask anyone inside the FOP for our input, and she didn't invite us to these meetings.
Well, she said, I'm all for any conversation you want to have. If you want to do something that reforms the police department, I'm here. Do you need a red carpet for an invitation? What are you guys waiting for?
Well, she wants to reform the police department in her image. She wants to take these contracts that we've got, or contractual rights that we've accrued because of contract negotiations over the last several years. And what she's trying to do is make this job more and more difficult. It's obvious what happened in New York, that the respect that people have for police officers across this country is actually... gone completely out the window.
Are your views those of, I mean, are you speaking as an individual, or are you speaking on behalf of the police officers of the city of Chicago?
Oh, I think I speak for the majority of police officers in the city.
Well, in your position you do, so even if some of them might disagree, this is the way it is with any union, but this is the voice of the police of Chicago.
Yes, this is, I am elected first vice president of the FOP.
What is the biggest problem? I mean, I get what you're saying, and I don't think anybody likes reform when somebody else is reforming them, but what is the biggest problem you have with the reforms that the mayor wants to impose?
Well, she wants to take away our ability basically to defend ourselves. She wants to change this 24-hour rule for shootings.
What's the 24-hour rule?
Well, she wants you to be able to, what she wants to do is you have to be able to make a statement within 24 hours. And, you know, when an officer is involved in a shooting, it's very traumatic. He needs to sit down and think about what happened to kind of internalize what happened so he's able to give a fair statement.
I wonder if on the heels of Laquan McDonald, it's best that we get to the cops right away with the statement rather than giving them an opportunity to line their stories up.
Well, you know what? One of the things about, you could stand next to somebody when something happens and see something completely different. What we want to do is we want to give correct statements. And it's very hard when something happens that quick and that traumatic to give an accurate statement sometimes. It's not about lying. It's about giving the right statement.
Does some of this have to do with the mayor saying that you guys shouldn't take vacations on the 4th of July because, was it the 4th of July, the holiday that lined up with?
She's doing it on all of the major weekends.
Yeah.
She thinks that she throws police officers in certain areas. It's going to decrease crime. I just think that, you know, you got officers at work all the time. They're overworked. We haven't a contract in 2 years. These guys are struggling to make ends meet. They make, you know, plan to go on vacations and do stuff with their families, and then at the last minute they're canceled. So it puts a lot of stress on our family life.
Well, she didn't say that no cop could be on vacation that weekend, right? She was saying that there were some lieutenants, there were some supervisors who should not be taking vacation.
Well, you know, they have a 15% rule where basically they say you can't have less than 15%, well, no more than 15% of police officers could have the time off.
I see.
But, you know, you have things planned. You're going away for the 4th of July. You're planning to go places with your family, and all of a sudden you got to come home, tell your wife, I'm sorry, you got to go without me.
So you think that her expectation for that is unrealistic?
Oh, I think, well, first off, she's never been a police officer, so she doesn't know what it is to be a police officer. And, you know, unless you walk in our shoes, I don't think you have an idea of all the different shifts that we work and what we have to do to make ends meet and how hard we work.
Should we be surprised that, I mean, here's Lori Lightfoot. She hasn't been in office for half a year, and she seems to be pretty popular right now. It's a shame that with the new administration, she and maybe the most important department in the city aren't getting along very well.
Well, I know that's basically up to her. I mean, from day one, she excluded us. She wouldn't let us in. And, you know, that's on her, not on us. We're there to talk whenever she wants to talk. But it has to be a fair, you know, we have to have a fair agenda where we could sit and talk down and speak what we need to talk about and be honest about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to build a bridge here. So what's the number one thing maybe that you want from Lori Lightfoot's team? I mean, she's got 10 points and you guys have your grievances, but if she reached out to you with one olive branch, what would it be?
You know, that's a hard question to answer. I really don't know. I'd have to sit down and think about exactly, you know, we need a contract. Okay, we need fair testing. The testing for promotion in this department is probably the worst in the country.
Why?
Because of lawsuits. We have a 30% merit. You know, we've also had, not within the last 30 years, which I've been on this job, we've had people on this job that have access to that test prior to that test being given. And that's got to stop.
Who is that? Are you talking about minority hires?
Well, no, 30% meritorious was supposed to be for police officers who are great policemen that couldn't score well on examinations. And now it's become a clout thing.
It's been a clout thing. I still don't understand how that works. So, in other words, if you don't do well on the test, but you've been meritorious on the job, then you get a promotion even though you didn't pass the test.
You know, on some of these tests, they lowered the pass-fail for so long at like about 52%. And what happens is it's based on who you know. It's not based on what you've done on this job. You know, there's a good chance if your uncle was the first deputy, there's probably a good chance you're going to be made meritorious. And
what's that test like?
Now, the first part is basically simple, but here's another problem. They hired Ernst & Young, and you don't get your results back. So the scores that you get might not have been the scores that you attained. Before Arthur Anderson proctored the test, the results went right back to whoever took that test. Now it goes back to the city, and they do, you know, there is no check and balances of what you scored.
So you're a little suspicious of that. Well, when I get to be king, if you take a test and you're in line for promotion as a result of the results of that test, you should find out as soon as it's scored how you did. And then you should work on whatever it was that you were deficient in on the test. That's good for everybody. But are you saying 52% is the pass-fail on that promotion test?
On most of the promotion tests that I took five sergeant tests, pass-fail, and I believe three or four of them was 52%.
I'm sorry, but that sounds low to me, 52%.
It's extremely low. And
so you think it should be higher? It should be more difficult to pass the test?
Well, I think you know, when you take this test in, let's say, 98, 2002, and 2006, I averaged 85% of the first part. And the second part, I averaged about a 64. So my score was lowered over 20 points from the first part to the second part. And, you know, like I said, there's no check and balances. Who knows what you scored?
Well, I would hope that the accounting firm, I mean, those are Ernst & Young. Was that the one you said?
Ernst & Young is a...
They seem to be a credible organization.
When you get an opportunity, Google their out-of-court settlements.
So any last, I don't know, thing you want to say? I mean, because everybody's been hearing what the mayor said about you. She said you're the clown from the FOP. Is there any last overture thing you want to say to the mayor?
Well, first off, you know, as far as what she said about me, I disregard that. The police officers that know me work very hard. I work very hard in what I do, and I'm here to defend the police officers that basically I take care of. That's why maybe she got a little upset, but the fact of the matter is, when a story comes out, you need to hear the whole story. Not bits and pieces. You go to court, you hear the truth, not what is told sometimes in the news, but that's what needs to be happening. These guys, like I said, are hardworking, they're good people, and sometimes they're portrayed the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. This last line here, Jay? National FOP is asking Lori Lightfoot to apologize right now. The National Fraternal Order of Police is asking Lori Lightfoot to apologize right now, meaning that what she has done so far isn't sufficient. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Well, I know the national president, and I understand it, but is she going to apologize because she absolutely believes that she did the wrong thing, or is she going to apologize because this is the politically correct thing to do? Or, you know, if that's how she feels, I don't want an apology.
Well, that's fair enough. I don't think anybody needs to kick this can down the road any further. Let's just let this go, and let's have the police do the best job they can, and let's have the mayor's office work with the police, because this is just silly. We shouldn't let the work of the police or the mayor's office devolve because of some name she called you and because some of a apology that didn't seem to be sincere. We're all adults here. Let's just forget that and move forward and do our jobs.
I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, we should be working together, not arguing. I agree 100% on that.
Thanks for coming into our studio, Patrick Murray.
Thank you.
First Vice President, Fraternal Order of Police, City of Chicago.